Eye on the Arctic, views from the north, I'm Elish Quinn. The relocation of Inuit from northern Quebec to Canada's high Arctic in the 1950s remains one of the darkest episodes in the history of Canada's north. But sadly, few Canadians are even aware of the story. But a new documentary website has been launched this month to try to change that. And joining us now to tell us more is one of the people behind the project, filmmaker Marquise Lepage. She joined us today on the line from Montreal. Hello, Marquise Lepage.
Hello.
Tell us about this title, Ikaw Mavara.
That means I remember, because everybody started their own story by Ikaw Mavara and then blah, 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 usually in Inuktitut. So that's why we called the website Ikaw Mavara, to preserve the memory of the families affected by this human tragedy. So we thought it will be a very good title for that.
And tell us a little bit, describe for us, what will people see and experience when they visit the site?
In total, there is 17 hours of brand new material. And first of all, there's 12 short films that tells the whole stories. We made 10 short films instead of a big, large, long feature film because we know in the north sometimes the internet is slow, so we wanted it very easy to use even for northerner. So that's why there's 12 short films, and I think it's good also to see short films with different topic because it takes time to it's very moving, very emotional stuff, so it's easier sometimes to see a few minutes at a time.
And it's even I spent some time on the site yesterday and some of the stories are just wrenching.
Yeah. There's 40 interviews of people relocally, and they are so good, very interesting and moving, and we have to see that. We have to know about that.
And tell us a little bit about the background and how this idea came about. I understand that it was between you and Martha Flaherty, herself one of the survivors of the relocation.
Yeah, Martha Flaherty and I made a film called Martha of the North about this story, but it was only about her family, Martha's family story about had been relocated in 1955, and we made a film about this. But when we had screening in the North, many times people were coming to us and telling their own story. And we were flabbergasted to hear what we heard. It was so important for us. We decided we could take time to make a huge website in order to keep all these testimonies for the future. A lot of people in the north don't know their own families because they have been apart for so long. So at least they could know now maybe their grandma stories or their uncle stories or whatever. But and we, all the Canadians, could know what we don't know. And when I started to convince Martha to do this film with me, it took me 3 years to convince her to do it because she didn't trust white people, Kabluna, wow. How do you say?
Right.
And I understand her very well because they have been so betrayed by white people by then, and so it's hard to trust people after that. But now I'm very happy because she calls me her little Kablunak sister, which means her little sister, white sister.
And, you know, one of the things that was so, we touched on this earlier about just just the emotional resonance that these interviews have. And even, you know, with the legacy, it wasn't just the people that were there that was affected. It's their children and their descendants and the extended family. Were there any challenges in getting people to participate or in putting this material together in a way that's respectful of people's experiences?
It was, in fact, a very huge challenge because it was exactly the same thing then with Marta. At the first time, they don't necessarily trust white people at first sight. But as we did it with Marta Flaherty herself, she was interpreting, and she was more or less the ambassador of this project where we were filming. And we have been in five communities in the north. And in those communities, she was new and she was loved, and they felt the respect she had and we had for the whole story. And when they didn't see Marta of the North, we were giving them the DVD, so they knew from the beginning that we were trustable person.
Right. And I understand that you had the sort of the launching of the project in Inuktitut earlier this month. Tell me a little bit about what that was like and what the reaction was like.
It was a very, very touching, a moving moment. A lot of people, they are full of people, 200 person, which is very big for Inukjuak event, and people were crying, people were hugging each other, people were talking a lot after, and it was good. It was good to see that many people told us that it was the biggest gift they ever had. So we think we we are proud of this web doc. We're very proud because I think we give something to Inuit, but also to the white people. I think especially us, we need to remember what people before us have done to those people. It's very important.
And Marquise Lepage, just to sort of end on that note, when people come to this site, we talked about, so, you know, the sort of the lack of education in Canada still about what happened to our Inuit and Aboriginal people. But when people visit the site, whether it's in Canada or even people in other Arctic regions, is there some overriding message that you hope people come away with after experiencing the site and seeing the photos and the videos and the interviews?
I think there is hope. I don't want that people get depressed after watching the documentaries and the interviews. I hope they will be more aware that we have to take care of everybody in this heart, and this heart is important for us. It's not. We are not in Africa, where there is war and stuff like that. But we have done many bad things, and we should learn by our mistakes. So we have to go forward and see what we can do together. We are very proud to build some bridge between the white people and Inuit people.
Well, Marquise Lepage, thank you so much for telling us about your project, and we'll put a link up to it on our site with the interview so that people, our listeners, can experience it for themselves.
Thank you very much.